Hello and welcome to another edition of the Retail Scoreboard, a podcast produced by the Retail Score. My name's Wayne Rigney. I'm one of the founders of the Retail Score. What we're talking about today is based on information that we collect from across 100 retail brands who use the services of the Retail Score. This podcast uses information that is compiled across over 100 retail brands who are all clients of the Retail Score. It's very granular information. It's built from the bottom up, full transactional level, includes all sales, stock, and other related data. If you're a retailer and would like to access this information, give us a buzz. We can talk to you about how you might be able to participate in the index and receive the full extent of the data available. For the clients of the Retail Score who do participate, they get this service as part of their agreement, and they will soon have these benchmarks available through all their Retail Score deliverables. But on with the show. What we're talking about is March 2024. How did we do? We're going to focus on the score first, and hate to say it, folks, but it was another pretty disappointing month. Sales down 6.5% on a like-for-like basis, and GP 1.6 points down, and a big drop in volume as well. 4.8% drop in unit sales on a like-for-like basis. Again, all like-for-like. What can we say about that? Overall, the last 2 weeks of March were tough. The week 24th of the 3rd was a week that was post the Afterpay Day event, which was the middle of the month. I think that ran from the 14th to the 17th, something like that. And then the following week was the Easter weekend. So a little bit of an asterisk beside March, because the Easter week includes 2 full days where there is no trade for discretionary retail, and the Good Friday and Easter Sunday trading days. And what that means is it's a slightly shorter month, a true trading month and a shorter week. That said, though, 6.5% down like for like is a pretty depressing number, to be frank. And the reason is it's comping against what was a softer 2023. The big driver was a drop in the number of transactions. This was the most significant driver. There was a little bit of fall in average sell price, which drove down the average transaction value. But the bigger issue, quite frankly, is the drop in the number of sales transactions, down 5%. And that's just 5.8%. And that's just customers, you know, refusing to go out and shop, keeping their hands in their pockets. Across all channels, it was down. Concessions were the worst. Outlet came off quite a bit. Online, only down 4.6 against the rest of the categories, which were down 5, 6, 8, 10% or more. So, you know, from a channel perspective, online doing a little bit better. But even outlet could not grow this month. Standalone stores down 5.8%. And across the states, it was a pretty similar result. So, tough trading conditions all the way round. Backed up by a recent report that we heard on the ABC the other day about Australia has one of the softest consumer sentiments at the moment in the whole of the OECD. That is echoing through these numbers that we see today. But what is interesting about March was that, you know, the middle of March, the middle week of March was not a bad week. And it was because we had this event called the After Pay Sale event. Now, the Afterpay sale event is one of many events that have emerged or evolved through the Australian retail calendar over the last decade or so. These are events, they're manufactured events. They're events that were created effectively by, you know, industry participants looking to drive a commercial benefit to their business by creating a sales event. The first instigator of this was the Click Frenzy Group, which did a good job of promoting the fact that there should be a special event where things are cheaper online. And that emerged in the 10, 12 years ago, timed it around Black Friday event, and really tried to be the gateway into Black Friday. Over the course of the next decade, the Australian retailers evolved to say, look, we can run Black Friday without the help of ClickFrenzy. Thank you, ClickFrenzy. And so ClickFrenzy, I think the organization that is ClickFrenzy, quite cleverly repositioned themselves to be a selling event that occurs outside of those, and they've got different Frenzy events and they market through their database and everything else. And good luck to them. There's been Vogue Fashion Night. There are other events that run through different groups, and of course the Afterpay event. And in fact, one of our clients actually said to us, is it worth participating in these events? Does it pay off to actually play in these sales events, these manufactured sales events? And it is an interesting point, right? Because there is no doubt that some of these events, and I'm going to say ClickFrenzy, Afterpay Day, obviously Black Friday, have really resonated quite strongly with the consumer. The consumers are aware of these events coming up. They understand what they mean. And what they mean typically is savings for them. And they are responding, okay? And we'll look at some data in a minute that kind of provides evidence of this. But the real question is, if you don't participate, do you lose? And to what extent may non-participation cost you? So what we thought we'd do is drill into the data, look at those retailers that did participate quite clearly in Afterpay Day, look at those that did not participate in Afterpay Day, and look at how they performed pre, during, and post that midweek of March. So Afterpay Day ran from March 14 to March 17. The first thing we're going to look at is, what did it do to online sales? Well, categorically, it drove online sales. Let's just put that stake in the ground and say that's what happened. 50% of the retailers that participate in the TRS Retail Index actually participated in the Afterpay week. Now, how do we know that? Well, we looked at their sales pre, during, post. We looked at their discount. It was quite a clear correlation. It was quite clear that many of these retailers did play the game. The discounts that they applied were high, quite high, in excess of 25%, sometimes north of 30. So there was quite a degree of discounting going on. I think there was quite a lot of pushing of sales towards the outlet and end of season sale items, which potentially push that discount rate higher. And when we look at it from a growth perspective, we're looking at two main numbers here. How did it compare v last year? So those retailers that participated in Afterpay Week saw online sales grow by 30% on average v last year. That is quite an impressive number. That says the consumers are really aware of what Afterpay Day means and they're willing to engage, particularly in online shopping, around that. When you look at that online sales for the Afterpay week compared to the prior week, so the week ending the 10th of March, those sales were up 119%. And actually, if you look at it the following week versus the 10th of March, still up another 10%. And that shows that even the week after Afterpay, I'm sure it's the remarketing, the, hey, card abandonment remarketing efforts where they maintain the discount for the next week, have certainly had some impact, because that halo effect did definitely cut across to the week after Afterpay week as well. And I'm sure it's remarketing. So what about those retailers that did not participate in Afterpay? Well, their growth the last year was down 2%. This is online sales growth fee last year, non-participating retailers down 2%. And their growth on the prior week down 5%. So quite clear, if you are an online retailer and you've got an online business and you're not willing to play in Afterpay, it'll cost you. It'll cost you certainly through that week. And one other index that we looked at was, let's look at the share of wallet of those retailers. What percent of sales did the non-participating retailers have pre, during, and post that Afterpay sale event? In the week prior to it, it's about 60-40, but the week of, those that participated turned that around to around 60-40 the other way, and it carried through the following week. So a clear share of wallet move for those that were willing to play the game in Afterpay sales event. And I think if I was the folks at Afterpay, I'd be giving myself a pat on the back there and saying, isn't that great? Now, we all know it comes at a cost. GP for that week, we've seen down 1 point, you know, over the month, down again. So it does come at a cost. We did delve into the data a bit and say, well, what about GP gains? And there are still GP gains there overall for those participating retailers in online. So does it work? Well, it does. It does work if you want to drive online sales. It does work if you were prepared to discount. You will take a hit on GP percent, but you will also grow your overall GP for online. But there is another lens we need to take on this. And that lens is, what does it do for the total retail business? Because most of the retailers that we work with are true omni-channel retailers. They have other channels. So those that participated, how did their total business grow? Well, total business grew overall during that week and the week after. 35% was the average growth rate. And that is because many of those retailers were actually running that same promo in store. Those that did not participate did see an overall week-on-week decline of about 2%. So not the 5% in online sales, a lower decline v last year, but still nonetheless a decline. However, we also know that in any promotional activity, there is an impact where it brings some potential purchases forward, okay? I'm going to bring forward demand today in lieu of potential demand tomorrow to take that share of wallet. So another lens that we put on this is to say, how has the share of wallet been affected over not just the Afterpay week, but over the subsequent 4 weeks. And from an overall business, when we look at that, there is a shift in share of wallet from those that participated to those not that did not participate by about 3 points. Now, that is a reasonable shift, but not as much as anything like what we saw on the online space. So what's the conclusion here? Well, firstly, I'm going to draw a line between these events, these one-off, you know, third-party driven events like your Click Frenzies and your Afterpay events and your Vogue Fashion Nights and what have you versus Black Friday. I think Black Friday as an event is now so firmly established in the calendar, it almost supersedes any other end of year, mid-season, whatever you will sale. That is now the premier promotional event for the retail calendar year, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. And I don't see many retailers not participating in that event. But these other events, I think it's pick your poison here. They're a great sugar hit for online, no question. And they certainly can bring forward some sales. But they have a rather marginal impact on overall sales when you look at it over a 4 week or more period. Now, there is a price for not participating. Australian consumers love a deal. We've done a very good job as an industry of educating them that you can buy things at discount if you're patient. But I also think retailers really need to look at their stock position and use that to determine the degree to which they participate, if they participate at all. Selling really good quality full price stock at discount this early into, say, an autumn fashion season, I don't think it's a really smart move. If, on the other hand, there was a significant weight of stock relating to historic purchases that needs to be cleared, an Afterpay sale event is a great way to bring consumers in to capture that share of wallet. And the depth of discount, the degree to which you wish to discount, should also be governed by the quality of that product that you've got. As I've said before, great product and great brand presence trumps poor product 9 times out of 10. And so I do think that retailers need to take that balancing act between just a straight desire to play versus what it really pays long-term in terms of your brand and your GP and everything else. Online e-commerce managers love these events. As I said, it gives them the sugar hit that they need. As a CFO or the C-level here, you've got to balance the voice of those enthusiastic e-com managers against the broader picture of what it's doing to your brand today, the next week, the next month, and how it brings that sales forward. Do I think the retailers that participate in an Afterpay day are regretting it this time round? No, I don't. I think it's such a tough environment out there that they're probably all glad they paid. And I suspect that some who didn't play, or certainly those that played last year and didn't play this year, probably really felt the effects of it. On the other hand, GP pays the bills, and those retailers that didn't play probably ended up with a slightly higher GP percent in their pocket than those that did. And that's the nature of retailing. It's not an easy game, and it's not an easy game when we're in this environment. So I think you can take those learnings forward to other events, play them carefully, choose wisely what products you put in, watch the depth of discount, and remember, a sale today at a discount is not the same as a sale tomorrow at full price. Happy retailing, folks. Until next time. See ya.